Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the San Antonio Spurs. Sacramento comes in with a record of 28-21, San Antonio 14-37 on the year. Over the last 10, Sacramento 7-3 won their last game. San Antonio, over that span, just 1-9, is on a 6-game losing streak. Here are the numbers. Sacramento averages 119.5 per game, which is the best offense in the NBA. San Antonio, meanwhile, 112.6 per contest. Spurs give up an astounding 122.3 points per game, so they have just under a negative 10-point differential, 9.7 to be exact, in the negative. Looking at the Sacramento Kings, meanwhile, they give up 116.5 per game, which is good for a positive 3-point differential. 13.9 turnovers per game by the Kings, 15 by the Spurs. Spurs shoot 47.1% from the field, Kings 49.4. Kings shoot 37% from long range, San Antonio 34.5. And the Spurs are 74.1% from the free throw line versus 79.4% by Sacramento. Kings average 36.5 points per game from their bench. San Antonio, 43 points, from their second squad. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. Sacramento might maybe predictably won the first two meetings. This one's home in San Antonio. Devin Vassell and Romeo Langford both out. Sacramento is healthy. And I don't even know that we have to look at a matchup in this one. The Kings are just plainly better, and they're going to win this one. I would be shocked if they didn't. I expect them to win this in a rout easily. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Kings and Spurs. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fry, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the San Antonio Spurs. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Sacramento Kings sitting at 7.5 in the spread with an over-under of 245. Now, that over-under is extremely high, and probably the reason why is because the Sacramento Kings are one of the better offensive teams in the NBA. They're right now currently ranked first overall in points per game, averaging 119.5 points per game. And on the San Antonio Spurs side, they're one of the worst teams defensively. They give up an average of 122.3 points per game. They're the worst overall in the NBA. So you got one of the better scoring teams against one of the worst defensive teams. But if you still add those numbers up, you're still looking at the under in this game. And speaking of the under is trending right now for the Sacramento Kings. They've been 4-0 in their last four games when taking the under. So I would probably lean towards the under in this one. Now, I overall do like this spread overall for the Sacramento Kings. They've been one of the most surprising better teams in the NBA. And if you look at the San Antonio Spurs side, they've been trending kind of cold of late against the spread. They've been 0-5 against the spread in their last five games. One player, if any bright spot on the Spurs, is Keldon Johnson. Right now, his player point props sit at 22.5. Now, his last 10 games, he's been averaging 24.4 points per game. Now, I get it. Last time against the Sacramento Kings, he only scored 20 points. But he's been trending upwards of late. So I would definitely trend and take the over on the point side. Now, on the Sacramento Kings side, one player I definitely like is De'Aaron Fox. Right now, his player points sit at 23.5. Now, look at his last 10 games. He's been averaging 25.5 points per game. And his last two games against the Spurs, he's been also averaging 25.5 points per game. So I would definitely take the over in this one. Overall, you have to take the spread on the Kings side. They've been trending upwards of late. They have a record of 27-21-1. I do like the spread in this one. I would lean towards the spread with the Kings, but I do not like the over-under. I would lean towards the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Sacramento Kings and the San Antonio Spurs. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stackin' the NBA.